In 2013, Florida had the highest number of newly diagnosed HIV cases in the nation. All six metropolitan areas, including Tampa, Orlando, and Miami-Dade, reported more cases of HIV diagnoses than many whole states. Health News Florida is beginning a series on HIV in Florida, the rising tide of infections. In this report, Lottie Watts with Health News Florida looks at the prevention effort underway aimed at seniors led by one 85-year-old in South Florida.
If you're talking about seniors and sex, you have to talk to Kate Jaminer.
I'm also known as Dr. Truth, the condom lady.
She lives in Broward County and spends a lot of her time at senior centers, nursing homes, and assisted living facilities.
And I ask the seniors, how old do you think you are when you stop thinking about sex? And they all say, when you're dead. So, and they'll say things like when the casket's closed or something like that.
In 2013, the New England Journal of Medicine published a study on sex and seniors. It showed more than half of people ages 64 to 75 reported having sex in the previous year.
I have people on the staffs at different kinds of facilities, and they say, that doesn't happen here. Well, I tell them, take a walk around the hallways around 10 or 11 o'clock tonight and see what's happening.
As with anyone who's sexually active, they're at risk of getting sexually transmitted infections and HIV. In Florida, 44% of people with HIV are over age 50. That's slightly more than the national average. And Jaminer says the numbers might be even higher.
Because a lot of the seniors aren't getting tested.
When those tests are done and the results show HIV, that's when the work starts at county health departments across Florida. Jennifer Vieira's job is to track down patients in Hillsborough County who have been newly diagnosed with HIV. One of the patients she's trying to find has recently moved to Tampa. He's in his 60s. She can't talk about HIV over the phone, but in the car, she tries calling ahead to see if he's home.
My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from the Department of Health. I just had to talk to him for a few minutes. Is it okay if I stop by?
She heads over, and in the patient's living room, Vieira asks him questions about his doctors and if he's taking his medications. He says yes, he's taking his medicine every day.
You know, now look at me. I look like no HIV, but I got HIV. Huh? I don't look like, but I got it.
HIV information is extremely confidential, so the health department requested that we not share the name of the patient. He says he's had HIV for more than 20 years.
Right now, you know, I feel good, you know. Sometimes I got like a little depression because I got a depression for a long time, you know, stress, you know. But right now, you know, I feel better. I feel good, you know.
Back in the car, Vieira says she will call the patient's doctor to follow up and make sure he's getting the right care. She says it's obvious to her that he has his HIV very well under control.
And now he's battling things that a lot of people in their 60s are battling: high cholesterol, diabetes, arthritis. So he can almost live a semi-normal life.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about three-quarters of seniors are dealing with those types of chronic health conditions. It's another point that Kate Jaminer, South Florida's condom lady, uses to get through to seniors.
I tell people at my presentations that you might not be able to prevent diabetes, heart trouble, cancer, etc., but you can prevent HIV and other STIs.
She emphasizes that abstinence is the only way to protect yourself completely. As her nickname probably gives away, she urges people to use condoms.
It's important to negotiate in a neutral, non-sexual situation. Don't wait until you're hot to trot to negotiate.
Jaminer says other seniors resist using condoms because they're not worried about pregnancy or they don't think they can get anything.
They have the thought, just like teenagers do, it can't happen to me.
But it is happening. Florida is leading the country in new HIV infections. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.
You can follow the entire series, HIV in Florida, The Rising Tide of Infections, on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.